getting awfully quiet. Everybody good? I have got a pile of things to talk about here before I get into the Word, which is all good. I want to report the dinner. You people are so amazing. So cool. The girls ended up getting $3,539.63. Isn't that awesome? So that's $1,769.82 apiece. That's an awesome thing. That's awesome. That's awesome. They've still got, I don't know how much to go, but once they leave, it'll have to really be faith, won't it? Because they won't be raising anymore when they're not here. Let me go through. We've got a whole list of people that are going through things. Faith Cometto, everybody knows she fell and broke her leg and then in turn messed up her new knee that she had. So she had to go through surgery for the leg and the knee. She's doing well. She's in rehab now and not even taking pain medicine. So she's doing pretty good, Marcia Behrens, keep her in prayer. Last I heard, she was doing better, but quite a deal for her. Mike Casey, keep him in prayer. He's not here, is he? Because he comes and goes with his therapy. Jen King's battling cancer. Jacob Hoffman's battling cancer, but doing good. Marge that runs the coffee shop, she's got a real bad foot and has been down now for about 2 weeks. So keep her in prayer. Send her a card. Ethan Egemeyer got hurt in football. I don't know anything on that. Anybody know anything? Surgery Friday. What happened?
Fibula is broken and his tibia is replaced.
Really? Tibula and fibula and broke. Bummer. When's he scheduled for surgery?
Friday morning.
Okay, we'll keep no more football for him this year. He's a senior, isn't he?
No, sophomore.
Sophomore. He'll be back. Diane, my sister, she's going in for a cath tomorrow, and also they found a lump in her breast, so keep her in prayer. A girl by the name of Tammy was in a motorcycle wreck, and she's not doing very well. So those, for starters, we'll pray for. Father, we lift up this list of people. Father, and then we also have baby Noah having complications before even delivery. So, Father, we lift up Faith to start with. Father, we thank you that she's on the recovery. We thank you that she's in the midst of therapy and rehab. And we thank you that everything that got broke is going to get back in place to where it goes. We lift up Ethan with this break that he's got. And Father, we thank you that they're going to be able to put that back. He's young and strong. And we thank you that he's going to get his full strength back and get back on top of the game that he enjoys playing. And we thank you for that, Father. We lift up Marcia and her recovery. Mike, as he battles, we thank you that he's going to overcome this cancer. We thank you that Jen is overcoming and Jacob's overcoming it. We lift up Marge, and Father, that this complication or problem that she's having with her foot, we thank you that you can touch that. Thank you that she's not going to give up, that she's going to push on, and it's going to get better. And we thank you, Lord, for touching and taking care of that. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Jake, who was battling throat cancer. Jake Mitchell from Percy, and we thank you that the report has it that he doesn't have to come back for quite a long time, that everything's cleared up and everything looks good. We thank you for that miracle, Father, because, Father, at the beginning of this, it was just a live-or-die situation, but you have once again touched his heart. He got saved, and he filled with the Holy Spirit, and, Father, we thank you that the healing is from top to bottom, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for Diane. We thank you that she's loved you and served you all her life. And we thank you, Father, that whatever's going on with her, that she goes in tomorrow, that whatever's going on with her heart is going to be cleared and opened up. And we thank you that whatever this is, this lump that she's got is going to be nothing at all. And we should be healing over her body right now in Jesus' name. And thank you for that, Lord. And this gal that was in the motorcycle wreck, Tammy, we thank you for touching her, ministering to her right now. We thank you for that. Lord, you are the healer. Father, it's one of the hardest areas for us as humans to understand because some get it and some don't. But Father, your word says that we all get it. All we have to do is believe in you and trust in you, Father, and let you have the timing of everything that goes on. We give it to you, Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And my wife Connie is down, so keep her in prayer. She's had a pretty rough week this week. We've been eating peanut butter and jelly. No, it's not been that bad. We did have some peanut butter and jelly, but it's not been that bad. Announcements. Deacons meeting coming up this Sunday, September 17th. Those that are involved in that, keep that. Kids for Christ is coming up. Nona, is she out or in? She's in class? She's in class, okay. Kids for Christ is rolling around. They're going to have a meeting the 17th. That's the Sunday coming up, right? They've got a meeting coming up for that. So if you want to get involved in that, they're going to have it in the bus office, it looks like. What a good thing. We've got five different schools in this body that we represent, which is a pretty powerful thing. We've got a big, big influence in the system, and we're so blessed to have that. NRG is going to have a movie in the park, and that's going to be the 23rd, so we're believing for perfect weather for that coming up. That's going to be a good thing, and they're going to be feeding chili. I don't know how much chili. How many? 100 pounds of hamburger, which will make a lot of chili. Okay. Are you believing for the money for 100 pound, or have you got 100 pound? You're not worried about it. Okay. The movie starts at 7:30. Chili's at 6:30. Then they'll have s'mores and campfires around about. It's going to be out at the Cole Park at the Ball Diamond. Is that right? At the Ball Diamond. They're going to be putting the boxes that were out here, be stacking them against the backstop, so that'll be good. I guess they're going to rent the big projector they had last time, too. Yes? No? No. Already done. These guys don't mess around, do they? Mara is having a fundraiser, and her sister, Molly, is having a stained glass teaching, and you're going to be making something. So get involved in that. That's pretty cool. Though you melt the lead in between the glass and all that. That's going to be September 16th, which is coming up, from 6 to 9, and then September 24th, Sunday afternoon, from 1 to 4, $40, and then you get to take home a sun catcher. So whatever that is, I don't know. If you like that stuff, get involved in it. Roland and Carolyn will be here. Be good to see Roland. He's an awesome guy. Carolyn's an awesome lady. They're the ones that we go to Mexico with as long as we have. They're in and out of Mexico probably every week. They're busy, 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 busy. And then they've got this school alive. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Spanish word for that. I'll mess that up for sure. They've got School Alive, which is a ministry that goes on. You fund kids that get to go then into town and go to school. And then they're also starting a Sunday school class with a church that's beginning in the Colonia. And so they need stuff for that. Anything that involves Sunday school, if you've got it at home, glue. Let me just read the stuff. Bible coloring books, new or used, flannel graph sets, markers, scissors, glue, construction paper, tape, or so on, it says. So anything involved in that, bring it and get it to Lyndon, then we'll be giving it to them. He's bringing his trailer, so he's expecting quite a bit of stuff, I think. So that's an awesome thing. See you at the polls coming up, the 27th, for the teenagers. Keep that in prayer. That's a tough time for the kids to step out. There's so many kids that are lost that they make fun of the ones that are saved. So it's a very hard thing for the kids to even be involved in that. So keep that in prayer. Family Fun Day coming up, October 8th, which is pretty soon. We need, looks like, 72 one-hour slots. Let's see. Everybody in here, when class is over here, go over and sign up one more time, and Linda can get out of the panic mode. We know they'll cover it, though. That'll be good. And if you want to make pies, she had an experimental pie today, and we all tasted it on the staff. And one of the staff members said, needs prayer. Brutally honest. I thought it was good. It was really rich, but it was good. I don't know what kind it was, but it was good. This week's memory verse. You ready to read it? You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. One of the words that was spoke over this church was just that, that this church would be a light on the hill. And oh, how it has been. Been an awesome thing. We got a lot of years, we've been here. Pretty cool. That's coming up November 19th, I think. How many years, Doc? Since 86 is when things got started. So we'll be having it'll be a time to look back and see what all's went on. Anybody got anything else that I forgot? NRG, anything? No? Yes, no? Yes, no? Laura, thank you for praise and worship. Awesome. Good to see you back up here. Yeah, hey, he'll play for NRG, but he won't play for us unless we beg him. That's that new baby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Title of the message, if you want one. And I'm going to preach till I run out, and if I get done at 5 after, then you all get to visit. I don't want to go past what he tells me to do. Life of Excellence is the title. Life of Excellence. Got interested. Brad writes a little thing. What do you call those? A blog? I don't know. It's on Facebook. And I got tickled this morning. He wrote about excellence. But he didn't know I was going to be talking about excellence. So I don't know if he heard God or I heard God. I already had my notes half done, so I heard God first. That's all right. Do you know that God is an excellent God? There's nothing about him that's not excellent. What's interesting, though, is that that same excellency was placed in every one of you that believe. We were talking before church about how I happened to see on the internet today where a jogger was running down the street and pushed a person out in front of a car as he went by. And I think Jay made the comment, how in the world could they live with themselves? And Doc's comment was so true. They don't have a conscience. I mean, to them, and they just went on down the street and thought it was funny. There's no excellence in that. See, we have got what God has got because God put what he's got in us. So our life should be what? Our life should be a person of excellence. Psalms 150 verse 2 says, praise him for his acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. If you get a handle, you know, so many times we place God in this human realm that we live in. How in the world could you even think about that when he's the one that created everything around us? He's the one that's still creating stars and universes. That same excellence, it's really hard to even imagine that he placed that same spirit inside you and I by just believing in him. Isaiah 12:5 says, sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. Oh, how he has. And you know, we are a people that are brought up and we're told, you're okay, you're average. Well, do you know what average is? Average is in between perfect and the worst. It's right in the middle. We're not average. Average is that person that doesn't know if they're winning or losing. Average is that person that really hasn't got a clear cut of where they're headed. Average just blends in with the crowd. Average is one that doesn't stand out. Excellence, on the other hand, is one that does like our praise and worship teams. And I have to say teams because they're all over the place. That they work and they strive to do the best they can. See, excellence in God's way is the best that we can do. That we give 100%. I don't think you'll ever find a coach on any team that gives somebody a hard time when he sees them giving 100%. And see, God wants us to live and give 100% to the best of that gifting that he's placed in us. He wants us to live excellent. He's not one, I think about it this way sometimes, he's not one that would take his chewing gum and just take it and throw it down on the ground. There's no excellence in that. You say, well, what difference does that make? Well, somebody's going to step on that chewing gum. Or that chewing gum is going to just become a black spot on the concrete. And the reason I bring that up a little bit is because it's amazing how the same person must be the one that's doing it. Maybe I'm talking to you because it goes the same direction toward your car that these black spots, for example, are showing up. There is no excellence. I can't imagine Jesus taking his gum. Because see, what happens when you start doing this kind of, when you're not excellent, now think about it. I thought about this today. When I mess up and I'm not walking in excellence, it's because I have got self on mind. I'm not thinking as I throw my gum down that somebody else might step on that. I'm not thinking when I don't turn my blinker on that there might be somebody else on the highway. I'm only thinking of me or my problems or my situation, but I'm not thinking about anybody that might be around about that I might be affecting. An excellent person, which is an excellent God, is always thinking about, come on now, always thinking about other people in everything that they go to do. Don't throw things at me, but it's the truth. We need to be striving to be more than average. Anybody can be average. I can remember when I used to run cross country, the basketball team was forced to run with us. Well, they were average runners because they didn't care if they won or not. They just out there running. That's, what about giving it your best no matter what you do? What about that person that goes to work and they're a Christian and they just show up 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, and then they just work like everybody else? See, they're average. But the Christian, I can't imagine Jesus ever being late for work. Well, he wouldn't have to ever be late because he could change time if he wanted to. All right, I'm running late. I'm going to stop things a little while. But think about your daily walk and what you do. Would Christ operate that same way that you're operating? I think many times I would go, You know, it's interesting, a thing that gets said a lot for the state workers, that's good enough for the state. And when I worked at the mines, that's good enough for the mines. That's good enough for the coal mines. Well, not if you can do a better job. Because you don't have a satisfaction built into, you don't feel good about yourself if you don't go ahead and do the best you can do with what you're doing. Now, you've got people around you that maybe are working differently, but as long as you are taking care of you, you'll be okay. And you might stimulate somebody else to walk to that next potential if you'll let them. Did you hear me? I can remember at the mines, when I was at the mines, if you worked extra, if you went on when everybody else stopped, then you was the one that caught it when you went back to the wash house. Come on, Coleman, what are you doing? You know we take a 30-minute break when we're supposed to take 10. That's just the way it is around here. You know we quit early. That's the way it is around here. So it's very difficult to walk in that excellence when you know you're supposed to be walking in that excellence. Average doesn't get it. See, he has placed that excellent spirit inside of you. These scriptures I want you to have down. 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22 said, God has anointed us and has sealed us in that same spirit. Anointing means what? Anointing means that spirit of God has been placed inside of you. And really the word anointing means it just pours over you. Literally, I am anointed. You are anointed with the same stuff that God's got. The same stuff that Jesus walked on this earth with. The same spirit that he had. The same caring, the same love, the same forgiveness. Every bit of that is in your heart and in your life. But we've got to recognize that we've got to put that forth, and we've got to allow that to minister more than we minister. 1 John 2:20 says, we have an anointing from the Holy One. 1 John 2:27 says, the anointing abides in you. There's a lot of teachings on just that right there. What a thing to get a revelation on. That no matter what I do, where I go, who I sit with at work, who I stand with at work, whoever I run into at Walmart, whatever I do, I have the Spirit of God inside of me. I love it when you see something coming up you know you've got to deal with, and you just quietly to yourself say, Lord, I need you to help me right here. I don't have the right things for this person that's coming up. It is amazing how that will then just stir up in your heart, and God will give you what you're supposed to say, and it will change everything in your situation. I'm sure Laura, before she led today, would say, okay, Lord, you've got this. I can't do this. You've got to lead this. You've got to direct this. I'm sure anything goes on in this building when it comes to that. Folks, think about it. We can't do anything without Him. Well, if He's in me, then why wouldn't I want to do everything to that place that would be to the best I could do? My preparation, all the classes that are going on. Think about all the workers that had to work today that are back here in classes. Somewhere in their week, they've had to set the time aside to get prepared. And then on the last day before you go into minister, somewhere in your work day, somewhere getting here, you've had to say, Lord, I need what you've got because I want to do it to the best of my ability. Why? Because you're touching lives. I mean, just getting up and sharing. You've got to have the anointing. You've got to do the best you can do with what you got. That's why a while ago when I said, when I'm done, I'm done. If I'm done before 8 o'clock, you're all going to have to visit, because there's no sense going beyond what we've got, because then it's flesh, and then you're repeating and saying things over that you're like, what, are you just trying to fill the clock? Well, yeah, sometimes you try to fill the clock, but if there's not an anointing in that, if there's not that grace in that, if it's not done to perfection, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. We are in trouble. See, I have a freedom to make a choice. I can remember at the mines when the Lord was first dealing with me in this particular topic, how I had a choice to give my best or just go with the crowd. How many has been through that? Very, very difficult. Very difficult. To know that, all right, the Holy Spirit has spoke to me to start on time, to quit at the right time, to take my breaks at the time they've designated, and then do that when everybody else is getting there late, everybody else is going to the wash house at the mines early. The man trip, which used to pick us up, is waiting on you because you're not done working yet. Very difficult. But God always honors perfection when it's in your heart to do that for Him. Always, He always will. Always will. Doing things to the best of your ability is exactly what God wants. You know, in Colossians 3, verse 23, it says, do it as unto the Lord. If you can grab anything that I say today, do everything you do as unto... If you're retired, do that as unto the Lord. Because every day, whatever you're doing, you're running into people, you're talking to people, you're doing different things for people, you're serving other people, you're always doing so. Do it, even though you're retired, you're supposed to be doing it as unto the Lord in all that you do. I don't care what it is. If you're sitting down to pay your bills, you got to do it as unto the Lord. If you're cleaning your house, you do it as unto the Lord. If you're cleaning your garage, you do it as unto the Lord. Why? Because when you do it as unto the Lord, you are doing to the most excellent job you can do, and you will always feel better about you when you do for Him. And in the midst of the doing, He's going to back you. He's going to support you. He's going to help you. He's going to grace you in that position of what you do. I'm amazed when you change your, I guess heart would be the word, when you change your direction and this kind of stuff, how God gets behind you and you recognize that He's there. I remember when we made a decision years ago, we were going to church at Sparta, and we decided, okay, that's it. There's no question. Sunday night church, they had it. We're going to go. I worked 6 days a week at Mines, and I enjoyed that Sunday off. It was amazing when I made the decision with the family, we're going to go, how that time between when we got home, we drove from Sparta back to Percy, that time we had seemed longer than when we had it before, and we would leave to go to church early. Why? Because we chose to do it God's way and be in excellent. Now, if it didn't have church, that's a different story. That's why I'm amazed sometimes when we have special speakers here and people don't show up. I'm like, where's your excellence? Where's your respect? Where's your... Don't throw anything at me. I'm just trying to help you. It changes you if you'll make that extra commitment to do it the excellent way. Well, I don't have time. You make time for what God wants. I don't have time to do it. I don't have time to finish the job. You make time to finish the job you're on. You direct your schedule. We're the one that sets our schedules, so we've got to follow that in excellence, and you watch how God will honor that and help you and grace you. It's an amazing thing. You know, in Matthew 5, verse 41, it talks in there about going the extra mile. There was a custom with the Roman soldiers that if they were carrying their gear, you had to, as a citizen of the city, you had to carry their stuff a mile or an extra length for them whenever they would come up to you. You would have to take that. Well, think about how much of an impact you would have if you would say, I'll just go another mile for you. I'll help you out. See, that's going that extra mile that the term is said. I'll just go the extra mile. That's where that comes from. Going that extra step. It's, for example, like when you borrow, let's say you borrow somebody's equipment. Let's say you borrow somebody's chainsaw as a man. You don't take that chainsaw back dirty and dull. You go the extra mile and you clean it and you sharpen it and you fill it up. And when you take it back, it's better than it was when you got it. Why? Because that's a spirit of excellence. When we built this track, we borrowed a man's tractor that lives just down the hill. There's no way I was going to let it go back better. Well, he come and got it. I am so thankful that before he come and got it, I filled the oil up, I filled the fuel up, and I washed it off. So it was ready, but we weren't ready, but he was ready to get it back. But I am thankful that I have been trained by my father to be excellent in all that you do, so that whenever he was to come and get his tractor, he got the tractor back better than it was when he had it. Why? Because that is the spirit of excellence. And also, think about it. If I need it again, it'll sure be a lot easier for him to say, yeah, anytime you want it, because I know when I get it back, it's going to be full and clean. If Jesus would borrow the tractor, it would come back nice. He'd say, well, I borrowed somebody's car the other day, and I just left it on empty. That's not a spirit of excellence. You need to make that up to that person. Why? Because that's what's inside of you and I, and that's what God would do. There's no way Jesus would borrow anything unless it come back right. The good part about him, he could fix whatever broke. Well, we may have to buy and repair, but we take it back in excellent form. Think about, if you will, think about Daniel, which is always an example used because the Bible says he had an excellent spirit. Daniel was captured, and then the king wanted these men to be like his bunch. So they said, you're going to eat like the king eats, and this is what I want you to eat. Now, Daniel had a different diet, and his friends, they had a different diet. But Daniel was so set in a spirit of excellence that Daniel said to them, now it takes a lot of guts to tell the king or those that was under the king, I'm not eating his stuff. And you know the story. He basically said, Could we eat vegetables? And test us and see if we aren't better than the king's men. That takes a lot of guts when the king's eating that way. You're basically saying you're wrong in how you eat. And it's going to kill you and make you fat and sassy. I mean, that's basically what you were saying. But yet he had enough. He was so grounded in his ways. He had already set his position on his life that he said, try me, and because of my spirit of excellence, God will give me what I'm asking. And you know the story. Days later, when he was checked, they all that ate this way knew more, had more wisdom, and had a better spirit about them than all of the king's people. Takes a lot of guts. Daniel 1:8 says, he purposed in his heart not to defile himself. See, if you know who you really are, you will do excellence. See, if you know who you really are, you will pay attention to the things that you do and make sure that what you do is excellent, because who you really are is excellent. See, we know we're righteous, and we know we're full of the Holy Spirit. We know we have the same fullness of Christ. So if you really, really know that, then you won't defile who you really, really are. And anything that would come up, you would say, no, I've already purposed in my heart, this is how I live, and this is the direction I'm trying to live. Now, will you mess up? I promise. But your heart's to be in the excellent realm. And you'll adjust it when you can. But your purpose is to do the best you can do. Your purpose is to be kind to everyone. Your purpose is to forgive everyone. Your purpose is to live that excellence life. So in that purpose, you will usually make that decision. It's kind of like the person that's got something in their crawl and they're mad at somebody. They think about it. Their heart is there. So you all know what happens. When you run into that person, what do you share? You share what's been on your heart. If you were a forgiving person and you choose to speak forgiveness, you choose to think forgiveness, you choose to let it go, you choose to purpose to say, no, I'm not going there, and your thought pattern is on the excellent side, then when you see that person, you've already set yourself to say, oh, how are you? And already in your heart you have forgiven them, so there'll be nothing that will come out that you've been entertaining, because you've already set yourself to be that way. That's what Daniel did. He'd already chose, this is the way I live. This is the way I was brought up. This is the way I know it's best for my body, my life. This is the way I'm going to do it. King, could you please give me a break and let me show you that I will be a better person for you. You know, it's interesting. It goes on in 5:14. It says, they recognize the excellent spirit on him. They seen. See, I love the evangelistic statement that says, don't use words unless you have to when you're trying to get somebody saved. Let them see your life style. Let them see how you do. Let them see how you act and react. Well, see, if it's a normal everyday life, then that's what's going to come out of you. If you purpose to keep your car clean the best you can, then your purpose is always, oh, my car needs to be wiped off. Oh, I need to clean what God has given me. I need to take care of. I don't need somebody writing on the back window, wash me. I had a friend in the service that had a brand new 67 GTO. Man, that was a nice car. Blue, nice white interior. Sergeant Chu was his name. And literally within a short time, he had cheeseburgers smashed in the carpet of the floor. No mats. He would just eat his cheeseburger and just throw the wrappers and whatever was left down the floor and French fries. I'll never forget, after he'd had it for a short time, he took me somewhere and I got in the car and I was like, are you kidding me? Besides, it was so dirty you couldn't even tell what kind of car it was. Now, I'm not cutting you down if you don't keep your car clean. I'm just telling you, if that car cost you $15,000, $16,000, $50,000, $60,000 like some of them now, wouldn't it be smart to keep it nice? If God give you the money to buy the vehicle, which he's give you the money to do everything you've got, you say, well, you don't want to come in my house. Well, it's God's house. It's not yours anyway. We're stewards. And to live in excellence, you say, well, come on, Pastor, don't be stepping on my toes. No, that's a spirit of excellence. You can't keep it perfect, but you can sure work toward keeping it the best you can. That's part of it. Everything we do in excellence. I mean, a good example is that the guys have built this bicycle track, and there were some of them out there today with a rake pulling the curve so they'd be smoother and more excellent instead of just a curve. What's the difference? Why can't we live our life that way with what we say, with what we do? Why can't we dedicate our life to, this is the way I'm going to purpose to start swinging my thoughts. God would have me put my shopping cart up when I go to Walmart, but the thing's way over there. That's still what it's for. Take it over and walk it over and put it away. You'll feel better about yourself, I promise you. And while you're walking, you might even grab somebody else's cart that they left it out where you can't park it, pull in, and carry it over. You say, well, am I doing that just so people will see me? Well, if that's where your heart's at, probably. But if you're doing it for God, because see, everything you do it as unto the Lord. You say, well, why? Because that's what God expects, because that's what you are. That's what you are. Could you imagine how long Brad and them would have a barbershop if they just went, eh, come on. Our cleaning ladies at this church, don't be messing up. This is God's house and this is their house, and they know it's God's house. I'll see them sometime cleaning up stains on the floor, and with my eyes, it's just like, what are you doing? Well, don't you see this spot here? No, and nobody else sees that spot there. But see, they're excellent in what they do. And when they come in and see some of the dust on the walls from where we've been working, they're going to be wiping the walls down because they'll see the dust on the doors and they'll see the dust on the places because they work in excellence, as Daniel did. He was a man of excellence. I love Daniel 6:3. It says, he proved himself more capable than anyone to the place that the king made plans to give him the entire kingdom. Now that's a man that's walking with God's wisdom. That's a man that's walking with God's excellence. That's a man that you want working for you. How awesome. How awesome. Just like the staff that we got here. It's so awesome. Like Linda. She's been with me 25 years. And I don't even have to think about what's going on. Because she does it in such excellence all of the time. All the time. And then what's so crazy is our group that goes on mission trips has always praised because of the people that's in charge have always demanded excellence in everything they do. No matter what goes on, there's an excellent spirit because the leaders that go are excellent people that lead the group in excellent ways that honor God in everything that y'all following me? It's no different than every classroom. If you look at the classrooms, everybody's got their room fixed. Go back and look at Donna's classroom, just for an example. It's always, every service, excellent in what she's got prepared. She comes 2 or 3 times a week and works in her room to have it excellent for these little kids, life-changing. And I don't care who the little kid is, whatever their age is, they'll remember Donna. And Donna's class, and the people that work in Donna's class. And Donna expects excellence from all the workers in that class. Why? Because that's what's in here. And that's the gifting that goes on. God is an excellent God. See, this excellence is placed in every one of you by that gifting. 2 Peter 2:4 says, we have been given his divine nature. Grab that. You have been given his divine nature. And whatever you do, as I look around the room, I know where some of you people work. Whatever you're doing, he has given you his divine nature to flow through you so people around you can say, what's with you? How come you never complain about where we're working? How come you never cut down the boss? How come you're always here on time? How come you're always smiling? How come everything's good? Everything's okay? Because you have an excellent spirit. Because that you've got has been given to you. God placed that in your heart. I love 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are new creatures in Christ. Old has passed away. I'm no longer who I was. I got born again at 12. 12 years old. I couldn't be too much of a mess at 12. But that old nature died. And the new man took over. Now, I didn't have teaching until I was in my 30s to recognize what I had. But now that I know what I have, it's like a whole different world. Because I can make mistakes and then I can recognize, according to the word, I've been forgiven and I've got the right stuff in me to start making the right choices. Wrong choices will head you down the wrong track. If you make right, excellent choices, eventually, all the weeds that you got growing will eventually get cut down by all the excellent stuff you're going to reap from the excellent stuff that you do, because God is an excellent God and he placed that excellence in. Anybody hearing what I'm saying today? I'm not average, folks. You're not average. You say, well, yeah, I'm just an average person. No, you're not. You're excellent. You are excellent. Yeah, but I can't see, I can't hear, I can't think. I'm not as smart as somebody else. Oh, yes, you are. You're excellent. You don't know how much you've got you could offer if you just let God bring it out of you and allow God to be the one that's going to do the work. He is an excellent God. See, we've been made out of excellent stuff. We have the right stuff. I've got the right words to say. I've got the right heart in situations. Taken me a long time to get it adjusted, and I'm still like you working on it, but by knowing that I've got the right stuff, it brings me to a place that when I deal with situations and I deal with something wrong, then I know immediately. Anybody know immediately when you said the wrong thing or did the wrong thing? What's a bummer is when you do something wrong and you're so frozen, chosen in that area that you don't even know you're doing wrong. That's when the Holy Spirit will bring it along and say, remember back there? Or somebody else will bring it to your mention. And then you go, really? I did that? I said that? I'm glad I got an excellent spirit. I'm glad that I'm going to do better next time. I'm glad that I'm going and I'm growing. I'm glad that I'm changing. I'm glad that I'm not the same person I was. I challenge you, if you'll continue to get the word, you continue to come to church, you take a picture of yourself now and you look at yourself a year from now and you watch how you change just even in your look. Because as the Spirit of God works through you, you start looking younger, you start feeling younger, you start acting younger, you start having a smile on your face more. You're a different person because that old creature is finally getting out of the way because you're finding out what's really inside of you and you are excellent in your work. You are excellent. You'll find promotions. You'll find pay raises. You'll find better jobs. You'll find better favor. It's an amazing thing when you start walking towards what's inside of you. Worked at the mines and they always brought in new equipment. From the Caterpillar would bring their new equipment down and would run it through our workplace because if anybody could tear it up, coal miners could tear them up. And at first, I was never allowed to be on this new stuff in, but I come to that place of realizing I'm supposed to be working as unto the Lord. And when my boss would come up and say, hey, Ron, I need you to run this machine, and I knew that machine, they were numbered. And they would say, could you run that machine? 901 was one of them. Nice, it was a nice D9, but it just was a piece of junk as far as running it every day. Nobody wanted to run it. Yeah, sure, I'll do it for you. Then I would run it, and I would go ahead and not complain. I'd get the job done, do the best I could do with what I had. The blade would move about this much when you tried to work with it. Long story short, when the first D10 that come out in the field to run, I got to run it. Why? Because I got favor. Why? Because I choose to work as God told me to work. Hard to do sometimes, but God's got a plan on everything that goes on in your life. And if you walk through the bad times with excellence, as well as the good times with excellence, everything changes. It's amazing how he opens your eyes when you purpose to do a better job. For a good worker is someone that can see what's coming, and they go ahead and start toward that for someone else to get the job done. Well, when you purpose in your heart to be excellent in your workplace, he will show you things that need to be done in your field that you just know it needs to be done. You start having wider eyes and better vision and more wisdom, just like Daniel had. He obviously started seeing things in a wider perspective because he was going to get the opportunity to run the whole kingdom. There's no way the king would have said, you can run it, if he did not have the eyes to see, or the wisdom. That's wisdom. Opened eyes are wisdom. God give him wisdom on what was going on. It's the same that will happen with you if you start a little bit at a time saying, okay, Lord, I don't really like my work. I've made it where I don't even enjoy it, and that's what you've done. I'm going in tomorrow, and I'm going to do the best I can do. I'm going to have a smile on my face, whether I like what I'm doing or where I'm at or not, and I'm not going to talk about my boss. I'm going to do in excellence. Think about coming to church. Purpose. Lord, I'm going to church. I'm going to go in, listen to the pastor, but while I'm going in and while I'm going out, I'm going to run into people. I'm going to be the friendliest person that I can be. Lord, just give me words of wisdom for somebody. Let me have the gifts of the Spirit. Let me flow in the grace of God and have something to help somebody. Lord, I'm going to do the best I can do for you. If your heart is to do, you will get to do. That's a guarantee, because that's how God works. If you're willing, he's going to use you. But if you're not willing, if you're just going to come in and, I wish he'd get done. Boy, I wish praise and worship would get over it. Who's that new lead guitar up there? Who is that guy? Who does he think he is? Boy, that one song, he thought he was pretty good. Yeah, he just probably did that because See, that's how most people live. Come on. That's how most people live. You say, I know you don't, but most people live that arena all of the time. See, that's not excellent. That's drama. That's judgment. So the next time you go to judge, you'll go, no. Jesus wouldn't do that. Wherever you're working at, how would Jesus work in your position? See, if you purpose, Lord, I'm working for you. You will be. I'm telling you the facts of the scripture. You will be blown away in the ideas that you'll get, the satisfaction that you'll get, the peace that you'll have. It'll change your whole outlook for your day if you work as unto the Lord in excellence. That's just one arena. If you work in excellence in your attitude, has anybody ever run into somebody that's just a big grouch? Have you ever run somebody that's happy all the time? Isn't it better to be happy all the time? Aren't you drawn to that person more than the old grouch? That's because that person's walking in. Because I can't imagine Jesus ever being a bad attitude. I mean, even when he told them this is a house of prayer, he did it in a good way. I mean, he always had, because he's God. And that God is a God of excellence. He's inside of you and he wants to change you. He knows what you got and he wants you to be an excellent person. I commented on being a steward. Folks, take care of what you have. Just like the cleaning ladies do here at the church. Take care of what you got. Why? Because it's God's stuff. And if we're walking in excellence, then that's what we'll walk in. You know, all we have to do is know where to set our heart. Take that excellent spirit and say, okay, God, get up tomorrow morning and say, Lord, I want to walk with you today. I want to work with you today. I want to talk with you today. I want to be what you would be today. Make me sensitive to every situation, now this is what your prayer should be. Every circumstance that I come into, let me do it with the most excellent spirit that I can do it. Because it's going to take a while for you to get where you need to get. Because none of us are perfect, but through Christ, we are. Don't get down if you miss it. Just come to that place of saying, okay, Lord, as you're driving to work, Lord, help me in every person I run into to have a smile. Help me to have something for that person, even if just a proper nod. Help me in the midst of gossip and things that are going on. Help me not to be a part of. Don't let me judge them. Just let me not be a part of the words that are being spoken, and allow me, Lord, to be used by you. You watch. Every day will get a little bit better, and every day you will recognize God's giving you favor, God's teaching you how to do your job better than you've ever been taught before, and you will walk in a spirit of excellence like you've never walked in a spirit of excellence before. It's a guarantee. Why? Because that's what God says. If I got into the issue of integrity, America right now, folks, nobody tells the truth. And I can't say that because hopefully we do. But think about what's going on. It's an amazing thing, the integrity that our country's in right now. Everybody has to twist or turn or speak out of both sides of their mouth or not tell the truth of what's really going on. Why would I say something to Laura and then go over here and say something totally contrary to what I just said to her? See, there's no integrity. There's no excellence in something like that. But it's going on in America all the time. Watch the news media. Watch this news and watch that news and that news and that news. And every one of them will be different because they all have to do things dishonest to get the people to watch it. That's not excellence. Excellence is doing exactly what you're supposed to do as unto God. I can't imagine getting up as a newsman and reading something that you know is a lie because you're hired to read what's on the monitor. See, it's not the news people. They're just readers. They're just good readers. The producers put all this stuff in front of them. But to know that what you're reading is not the truth, that's not excellent. It's the same with, we've had people in this body that have quit organizations because of the dishonesty in the organization. That's excellent. And God will take care of those that didn't go there. You know, in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, it says to seek things above, and it says to set your mind there. See, I'm to seek excellence, and I'm to set my mind on excellent things. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. I'm to set, before it even happens, I'm to set like Daniel did. This is how I'm going to react. You all know what it's like when you work with somebody. You know before they even open their mouth kind of how they're going to be. So if you purpose ahead to think above and to set your thought life on how you're going to handle that remark, before you do, you've already thought through it, and then out of your mouth will be the correct words. But if you don't think about it, and you've allowed them to dictate and control you by their mouth, then what you will say is something that's not going to be excellent. You've got to think on the things above, and you've got to set your mind on the things above, and set your mind on excellence. I am an excellent person. So I'm going to do the best I can do. Folks, that's like we've started painting in here. Do you think that we had holes everywhere in the back, and you all have probably seen them, Could you imagine? Oh, that's good enough. Our lights are low enough that we will never see them. There's no way that we could live that way. I am blown away. This carpet has been here since 1993. Look at it. It's still in excellent shape. Why? Because of the excellence that's in the building. Because of the excellence of the people around. Because of the excellence of the people that take care of it. All because God's excellent. Amen. No matter what's going on in your life, folks, good or bad, if you walk through it with excellence, I can tell you God will give you favor. God will take care of you. God will give you wisdom. God will move you to the next level because what he's after, if you're faithful in a little, he said it. I will give you much. There's also scripture that says that if you're not faithful with this, then I will take that away and I will give it to the one that will take care of it. That's awesome. To think that he trusts you to the place that he's going to give you what somebody else is not taking care of so his kingdom can keep walking on. You're an excellent people. Everybody here is working in a different place, in a position that God wants to see excellence in all that you do. Everybody here, we got one Walmart, folks. Everybody gets to go to the same Walmart, or at least one of Sparta or Perryville. When you walk into these places, you're an excellent person. People see you. People know you. They recognize who you are because of the excellent spirit. You're like a Daniel running around. Oh, I know them. They go out grace. Oh, I know them. They're Christians. Oh, I know them. They're going to be honest. Oh, I know them. And you get favor, folks, because God's behind you in everything that you do. Purpose to change your heart if it's not there. Purpose to just adjust. I think this is just a service of adjustment for all of us in everything we do. Purpose to put your shopping cart up. Purpose to be friendly. Purpose to forgive. Purpose to just give somebody something. Purpose to be what God has created. Purpose when you go to a restaurant, purpose to be a better tipper than heathen. People that work on Sundays hate to even work on Sundays because the Christian community doesn't tip like they should. And that, you know, let's get to the restaurant first. They all run out the door, and then they don't give any money after they're there, and they leave a mess on the table. What happened to excellence? I can't think of the man's name right now. We've watched him on TV or watched him on video, but he said he will not even go eat out unless he can give what his lunch cost. Now that's a spirit of excellence. What a life we could change if we just would walk in excellence, not have to say a word, but just be excellent. And God would draw people to you, and then you could show them what you've got and show them how things could change. An excellent choice is better than a wrong choice. Let's all stand up. Father, we thank you. Lord, I thank you that you are an excellent God, and you have placed you inside of us. Father, I thank you that everybody by the sound of my voice and everybody that's here, Lord, knows what's inside of each and every person. We know, Father, that you have given us the fullness of Christ, and that excellent spirit, that anointing that is inside of us, Father, is going to touch lives and change hearts. Help us, Father, to be sensitive to everything we get involved in, everything we do, everything we say, and help us to walk in the excellence that's inside of us. And we thank you for that, Father, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. You've got about 7 or 8 minutes. So visit with somebody here.